We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good Labor Day weekend, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler, Bart Winkler Show. Our Badger Insider, Tim Shea, is here driving home from the Badger game in his car, but was at the Badger game. So, yeah, you know what? There was a lot going on this weekend, so why not do a Labor Day edition of the pod? This is coming out Sunday night. Maybe you're getting it Monday. Maybe you never hear it. Sunday sucked because I woke up at 9 a.m. And on Monday morning, I'll be done working at 9 a.m. You might, maybe I'll have you send me a text to wake up because I got the DA show on Monday.
I actually will be sleeping.
You have off on Labor Day.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I was going through, I'm like my vacation because I only have just a couple days since I went back. They wouldn't allow me to pay back what they paid me out. What I accrued.
You got paid out.
So I got paid out for what I accrued. It was only like 20 hours. But I just, it's 20 hours. That's almost 3 days.
Yeah.
So I really have to be careful with my, vacation. So I decided I will be working Thanksgiving, the holiday, Thanksgiving holidays, the Thursday, Friday. So I'm like, I'll take off this one. And then, so basically I will be working, all the way through Christmas.
Wow.
So I,
unless you find another job for 2 weeks and then go back.
Screw you. I do have off on Monday. So unfortunately I will not be sending you a text, but I'll be up early still because I would still want to be kind of on that schedule. So
sure.
So I will be up early and I will make sure to take a listen.
Well, thank you. A couple other things I wanted to get out there before we talk some Badgers. The Happy Place Hemp BORT code is good through Labor Day. So it's good on Monday. The BORT code, BART still gets you 25% off gummies and the THC stuff and the CBD and whatever you need. That I will be taking on Sunday night. The nighttime ones for sure to help me go to sleep.
Yeah, what time will you go to bed?
Well, I want to watch LSU Florida State.
Thank God that's not on ESPN.
Oh, we can talk about that. And then, I don't know. I have a fantasy draft. I have a fantasy draft now every night through Wednesday.
Okay.
With all the leagues I'm in. I'll take one, fall asleep, get up. Happy Place Hemp. The promo code BORT gets you 30% off anything. And then they add in the sampler pack of the now 50 milligram Delta 8s. So they've put a little more in there, and you can enjoy those. That is free with the promo code BORT. Also, I do want to push and get more people in this. I think we're getting close to 50. I'd like to get around 100. The Splash Sports Survivor Pool. SplashSports.com/Winkler. $20 survivor pool, and I got a $5 week one pick'em pool.
I saw that. Now, are you going to do that every week, like week one, week two, week three, or just week one?
Well, week one for sure, and then I'll see how many people want to do it week two. Great. Sounds like you approve. Okay.
All right. Yes. Mm-hmm. I do.
You were in a dead zone. Okay.
Was I breaking up there?
Yeah, we're fine. All right. We can talk Badgers, but I want people to know this is now a Colorado Buffaloes podcast. I don't know how much you saw that, but it was amazing. Deion was amazing. I don't know how. It was so obvious. Like, I should have put so much money on that. Of course they were going to win. Deion has never not come through. And so, of course, this guy took a helicopter to play in a football game and a playoff game for baseball in the same day. This guy has hosted SNL. This guy's a Hall of Famer. He's got his number retired all over the place. He was retired for 4 years, came back into football with the Ravens, wore number 37 because he was 37, had a bunch of picks. The guy took Jackson State to a whole new level, took HBCUs to a whole new level, and now, of course, they were going to go into TCU and win. So this is a Colorado podcast.
I mean, they should be ranked number one. He said that yesterday.
Yeah, they should. They should.
You know what? They won one game last year, and they were lucky to win that. I mean, talk about a turnaround of turnarounds. So, good for him. They play Nebraska next week. We all know what Nebraska's going to do. They're going to cough that up somehow. So, I see them starting out at least 2-0. Then they play another non-conference game, and then they get in. Let's see how they do against the USCs and the Oregon. Would you like to put a little money on that, those two?
Well, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
On a neutral site, what would the spread be between Colorado and Wisconsin right now? Oof. Colorado's a 2.5-point favorite against Nebraska.
You know what? Honestly, probably a push.
Yeah, I think a pick'em.
A pick'em? I that's a great question.
So that'll lead us into Wisconsin as they won 38-17. And okay, I think the takeaways are pretty common. This air raid offense did not materialize. Now, a lot of that changes if Skylar Bell catches that ball. Okay. That was a good pass from Mordecai.
I was on the field for that. That happened right in front of me.
Oh, I mean, it was a perfect throw. And, like, yeah. Time slowed down, too. It was so crazy. But he dropped that. Would have been six. And I think, like, then the Badgers were trying, and there's all this stuff. And Mordecai, to me, looks like Brett Favre if Favre wasn't good. And he looked fine, but, you know, he had a couple picks, right? And it was Chesmalusi, 13 for 157, two scores. Braylon Allen, 17 for 141. And this was against Buffalo, who sucks. So I don't know. As Tim's video is cutting in and out. As Big Badger. See, this is the problem. This is why people don't. At least when King Barry was in charge, people didn't want to talk bad about the Badgers because Barry Alvarez, like, listen to every single thing that was happening. And so if you talked bad about the Badgers, you would not get access to the Badgers. Now, I'm not even sure if that's 100% true or not, but I like to pretend it is.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Listen.
Talk about the Badgers.
Listen. Yeah, I get it. The air raid offense wasn't there. But, and I don't know what you just said before, but going that four receiver, five receiver set opens up the running game for Malusi for Braylon Allen instead of going against 8, 9, 10 men boxes. So did it work? Did the passing game work? No, that's a work in progress. That will happen, but they're still going to stick to what they're. Stick to who is confident. Sorry.
You can't make me laugh. I got a bad cough.
For some reason, my brother keeps calling, and I
Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah, someone's calling me, so.
Oh.
So they'll just stick with it. They're fine. Again, they're not going to get – the whole point of this offense was not to get away from the run. He said that. Luke Fickell had said that they're still going to run the ball. Hell, they almost ran 400 yards yesterday, so I'm not worried. This game coming up this weekend against Washington State. That's going to be a good test. It's going to be a good test to see where they are defensively. Defensively, they didn't play well either. You know, you didn't shut them down like a Wisconsin defense should do. So,
yeah, but they got a win.
They did.
They got to beat Washington State.
Yes, I know. Well, it's going to be close. I think it's going to be a lot closer than what people think. Washington State put up like 50 points this weekend.
They did. They beat Colorado State. They doubled them up.
So
whatever kinks are being worked out, like, it's college football. It's a 4-team playoff. We want to win the Big Ten West, but we can – there's a sneak away. The schedule's easy. Don't be classic – Badgers and lose one of these winnable games early.
Don't
fuck yourself over.
Don't overthink it. Do what you need to do to win these games, and then you'll get the Iowa. Iowa looked a little improved this, so far. Ohio State didn't look all that good. Don't let that score fool you. Purdue
lost.
They lost to Fresno State. I thought that was going to be a trap game. But now watching how they lost to Fresno, so just don't throw up all over yourself going into the Iowa game. You should be 5-0 going into that Iowa game, and then 7-0 going into the Ohio State game. And Brett Bielema pulled a rabbit out of his ass. They should have lost.
In Illinois.
So the Badgers should be undefeated going into their two big games, and we'll see what happens.
Was the Camp Randall experience different? We heard a lot that Camp Randall was going to be a different experience. Yes.
So I saw on Twitter and heard rumblings that people were bitching about it was too loud. They came
back from a commercial break, and like Taylor Swift was the loudest. It was blaring.
They were playing music up until like the snap count for Buffalo, which I know there might be a rule about that, but they were pushing the limits. I thought it was great. You had people complaining for the last 3 years how quiet it was in there and the atmosphere was down. So listen, they hired this new company to come in and help them. They're blaring the music. They changed the entrance video, the song, to get people pumped up. I mean, they're on it right away. On third downs, they're like right away. After second down, they're blasting music up until pretty much the snap. So it's one or the other, people. Decide. If you want it to be boring in there, they can go back to the same way it was. But I liked how it was. The speakers were unbelievable. The bass was up. So
how was my student section?
Student section was full. Students, yeah. Was full. I don't know if it's always the first game of the year, but the jump around, hits a little different on the first game. It was rocking in there. So they gave away free bucket hats. You give away free shit, people will show up.
I've never covered a Badger game, which I've never been able to have the joy of putting a cup of water on the press box row and then taking video of it shaking. I've never had that joy.
you got to do that. You got to try that. Maybe you could get in, you know, with your podcasts.
The podcast, you know, the people that as long as I say the right things, CBS Sports Radio, maybe. I also work Saturday starting next week, so I got to work.
There you go.
No, next Saturday. Every Saturday? Next Saturday, I do CBS. Then as soon as I'm done, I got to get in my car and get to the Steve. Oh, so I'm not going to be able to watch the Badger game next week because Ford Madison has a game.
So you're telling me the soccer game is butting up with the Badger game?
Yeah, they did. I thought they might move it, but they didn't.
Oh, wow. Well, it's on the road, so.
Yeah.
The Badgers.
I wonder if I have to do, like, an announcement from, where do they play? Washington State.
Yeah. Pullman.
Yeah, why do I know it's Pullman? I wanted to say Pullman.
Frankly, I thought the game was going to be in Seattle.
An announcement from Pullman Stadium. The Wisconsin Badgers have just allowed a 90-yard touchdown. Washington State Cougars, 27. Wisconsin, 13.
Are you concerned with the Badgers' defense that they gave up so many yards and a couple touchdowns, or is that a work in progress too?
I would have liked a more convincing win. I know they won by 30 or 17 or whatever,
24.
But I would have liked it. The first half, it's like, okay, what is this? Why are we punting in plus territory? You know, that punt, what the hell?
Two things. A, don't blink or you'll miss, you know, a series. Boy, they were going fast at times. Number two, the Boobirds came out when they punted. That was a little eye-raising. That Boobirds came out in the first half, so.
This is Big Dick Fick, dude. I don't need punts.
I know. They introduced his family after the first drive. Got a big round of applause. All his kids on the field, so.
Those kids go to Arrowhead or some shit?
Arrowhead, no.
Or Madison Edgewood or something?
I was going to say, probably, yeah. Madison Edgewood or Wanakee. They're pretty. But I'll take it. I like it. It's different. The atmosphere was great. Too loud for some. Should shake my head at
Tim with a massive eye roll on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. Oof.
Well, listen, if you're going to bitch about how dead it was in there last year and the years prior, and now bitch that it's too loud and the volume's up too high.
Did you stop on the highway?
No, I pulled over. I think my phone was going in and out, so I wanted to get a good.
Oh, well, I can get you back on the road.
Oh, you're fine. I got to stop at a Quick Trip anyway.
Are you in Cottage Grove? You're in Cottage Grove.
One of many that you pass on the way.
You're in Cottage Grove.
Yes. How did you know?
Because I know the drive now, man. You can go that Quick Trip, the first one, you got to like go all the way around. But then there's another Quick Trip two blocks down. Mm-hmm. So just so you know. There's any restaurant you want now. They like pumped a lot of money into that street.
We stayed there at that hotel right off the freeway there.
The Comfort Suites?
Yeah, we stayed there last year.
Oh.
So.
What'd you do last night or Saturday night?
Come on, it's the first game. Everybody's out. Everybody's happy. Football's back. Bars are bitching. Some of them that have a Spectrum that can't get certain games.
Yeah, the Spectrum ESPN thing.
They need to fix it soon because
they might not. The like Spectrum is like trying to change the way that TV works. What these big TV companies want to do now is they're like, we're tired of losing money. So we not only want to not pay all this money, we want you to sign up for Spectrum, which will give you access to Disney Plus and Hulu and Max. Like they want you to use the streamers through them, and they're going to use this ESPN battle. Hey, I got DirecTV.
I mean, I have Spectrum. Monday Night Football's right around the corner. Don't forget, every wild card game for the MLB playoffs is on ESPN or ESPN2. So,
yeah, and you couldn't on Sunday morning watch US lose to Lithuania on ESPN2.
Exactly. So figure it out or else I'll be one of the guys going over back to AT&T.
Oof.
Or DirecTV.
In your apartment?
How much do you pay?
How much do I pay? Way too much.
Yeah, I think everybody pays way too much. Maybe I'll go to YouTube TV, but then I lose Bally's.
So my bill went up because I was on a $50 off credit.
Yeah.
And it went up, so I called. And she's like, let me see what we can do here. All you have to do, they know what they can do, but they like, they draw it out to make sure that, you know, one, they don't have to take as many calls because they can like use this as a break. And two, she's finding my deal. Then she's like, well, I found where you can get $40 off. Oh, really? You can't give me 50? But I'm just like, whatever. Just give it to me.
Oh, another thing about the Badger game, by the way, let me rewind.
I lied and said I had two kids.
Jeez. Oh,
because I've already told DirecTV. I've already told them I lost my job. They keep notes of this. I already told them I lost my job. I already told them we have a kid. I already told them all this. So now I introduced a second fake kid and said we just put her in daycare.
Tell the dad girl. Tell him you got long COVID.
I might. I'm coughing a lot.
Real quickly, to go back to the Badgers, the atmosphere. They also changed the runout song when they take the field. It's no longer U2.
Well, what is it?
It's not really a song. They play a video with like dramatic music in the background. They used the same video, some of the clips, and then they added some new stuff. And then they did a thing on, like, they had like TVs, like 20 TVs saying Luke Fickell's been announced as a head coach, you know, like ESPN and Fox Sports, and who knows, you could have been on there. Then they, you know, show a little like pump up video, and then the PA announcer came on and said, welcome to a new era of Badger football. Here come the Badgers. And then they came running out. So they're changing everything. So,
well, they got to win. They got to win Saturday. Otherwise, none of this shit matters.
I know. You know, last year it was week 2 versus Washington State, and the season was over. I remember you texting me being like, well, that's a waste of a season.
Yeah.
But the people will say, well, everything's still in front of them. They still have the Big Ten. They still, you know what? A loss may hurt, but they still might have a chance. If they beat Ohio State.
I don't like that we're so focused on a loss. We're the Wisconsin GD Badgers.
If they do lose next week and run the table, they could play Ohio State twice, probably once, and then Michigan in the Big Ten championship game. I'm just saying. It's not, you know, a loss next week will not be killer if they run the table.
It's Tim Shea, beautiful Cottage Grove. Drive safe. And, Jesus.
go Brewers, too.
Go Brewers. Talk about that later.
Yeah. You need to go and go Brewers. Thank you, Cincinnati.
Bart Winkler Show. Again, this is more of a Labor Day check-in. Well, I mean, this is an episode. It counts. It's an episode. I've gotten into this trap. Not a trap, but I feel like these episodes need to be a certain length. This one's going to be a little shorter, but still an episode. There's a beginning, middle, end. Talked to Tim Shea. We had some content. We had some internet issues. It's an episode. It counts. We had some laughs along the way. Made some friends. It counts. I do want to play a voicemail off the Carl's Place voicemail line. 402-915-2278. 402-915-2278. This was a voicemail that Dan had sent me from Oak Creek. And for some reason I had him listed as Grafton. I think is, I don't know, but whatever. He clears that up. So don't worry. This was before the Brewers Philly series, but I think a lot of it still holds. So this is a Carl's Place voicemail. Carl of et.com/Bart golf simulators. Put one in your house and invite me to come over. Is that so much to ask? Here is Dan.
Hey, Bart. Dan from Oak Creek. I know. Shout out to Grafton. My parents live there. I grew up there 18 years of my life. Love it. I don't know how many listeners you have from Grafton, Wisconsin, but thank you for that shout out. Currently living in Oak Creek, but of course, thank you for shouting out Grafton. Anyways, hey,
we're all clear. We're all clear where Dan is. Okay. Good. My bad. More Dan.
I called in yesterday about the Brewers losing to the Cubs. But I'm listening to your podcast in chunks because, you know, I'm busy throughout the day. But listening to your final couple minutes with Grant and Paul about Willie Adames, the name, like Voldemort, can't speak his name. Anyways, I think the winning streak is a representation of your opinion on Willie and how he shows up when it doesn't matter. This winning streak, it was great, of course. You know, obviously, this late in the season, it's good to have it. But it kind of reminds me of how you think of Willie Adames and how the Brewers are showing up when it doesn't really matter. And then they falter when it does matter. And this Cubs series was that time when it really mattered. And, of course, they kind of shit the bed offensively. Yeah, there were some obvious instances of luck that the Cubs had. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know, are the Brewers just not going to show up when it matters? You know, are they going to be up against the Dodgers or Braves in the divisional series and just tank the bed like they did a couple years ago? But hopefully it's a different story. Hopefully it's September. We need a good Craig Timber. Hopefully they show up when it matters. But I just want to hear your thoughts on that as well. All right. Bye.
All right, Dan. Hey, everybody. Dan, do yourself a favor and sign up for my Survivor contest, splashsports.com/Winkler. Thank you. So that was before the Cubs series. They did take 2 or 3 from the Phillies over the weekend. Willie Adames hit a home run when it mattered on Friday. Okay? Willie Adames hit a home run when it mattered on Friday, so that's very good. Willie Adames, here's what he is. Here's what he is. He is a luxury. You cannot count on him. It's nice when he shows up. He didn't get a hit the rest of the series. He's a 212 hitter. LOBP, not even over 300. If your OBP is not over 300 and your batting average sucks, you don't get to talk about OBP. You're 212 hitter. Hitting cleanup. Okay, so Willie, again, you guys won't give any encouragement or acknowledgement that Orlando Arcia was clutch. You, for some reason, have, like, I can't believe when I tweet about Keston Hira, how many of you read the company line on Keston Hira? Like, you never want to see him again. But you're all fine with Willie Adames hitting 212 in the goddamn cleanup spot. Explain that to me. What's the deal, man? Okay, he hit a home run Friday, and that buys him the rest of the weekend to suck? No. No, 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 no. Brewers won Friday. It was amazing. There was an error at third. Owen Miller, airplane. Owen Miller. Owen Miller. God, I had a Keston Hira tweet ready, too. I had a Keston Hira tweet ready, and then Owen Miller hits a ground ball to third like he's Jason fucking Kendall, and whoopsie doopsie. That kind of shit would never happen for Keston Hira. Keston Hira, it would be a triple play. Keston Hira. So Brewers win, and then they win again 7-5 on Saturday. Devin Williams, it was Friday he came in and pitched into the eighth and into the ninth, four outs, and then gave up a run. I tweeted something about how Devin Williams was so sad when Josh Hader got moved, but it's the best thing that ever happened in his career. And somebody asked me, so does that change your mind on the trade? No, that was a bad trade. The results from the trade have been good. The trade itself was bad. Separate the two. I can do it. Why can't you? William Contreras is the best catcher in the game. Well, maybe, so that, like, I get why you want to. He hit a home run on Sunday, but so did like half the Phillies. And so the Brewers lost 4-2 against them on Sunday. Cubs blew a couple of saves. They did win, had 15 runs. So we head into Monday, 3.5 up on the Chicago Cubs and 6.5 up on the Reds. I think Tim Shea was right. Reds are done. We're focusing on the Cubs. Give yourself a cushion. You've got a series against them at the end of the year. Don't make that any more difficult than it needs to be. Brewers now have the Pirates. Different Labor Day start time of 5:35. At this check, I don't know who Pittsburgh is throwing. I don't know that we care. But Pittsburgh is going to see Burns, Woody, and Peralta. So they're going to get our playoff lineup. And then Brewers off Thursday, which is good because we want to watch football anyway. And then Friday, we're in New York. Take on the Yankees. So we can see what all that drama is about with the Yankees. Planning on doing a live show after Brewers Pirates on Monday. And then we'll preview football this week. So we're into it. We are into it. Thank you all for supporting this. If you are up on Monday morning and want to call into the DA show, God, I'm so nervous about getting up. Because the show's at 5, so I want to be into the studio by 4:30. I think 43 is going to be closed overnight. What are they even doing with that highway? What are they even doing? Whoever closed 43, because I want 794 to get torn down, but I got to use 794 right now because 43 is shut down. I think there's a conspiracy going on. Whoever's doing this project wants you to big 794 for some. Why am I so worked up? I don't know. I'm just trying to tire myself up so I can fall asleep. All right. We'll be back live Monday. See you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.